We've hit the fourth quarter of this Delta Pest football report, and it's getting late for some of these teams. Now in week two of the playoffs, let's look now at the Class 3A Hootens.com rankings, beginning with unbeaten Boonville at number one. Smackover is at number two, Osceola at 10-1, and number three, unbeaten Clinton at four. Prescott, another one-loss team, at five. Number six, Glen Rose, has beaten second-round opponent Camden Harmony Grove the past 2 years by a combined 15 points. Number seven, Newport, is followed by 8 Ryzen, Mayflower at 10-1, number 9, and Harding Academy at number 10, won a playoff game last week for the 15th straight season. Well, Chuck Livingston, the Hootens.com Game of the Week features teams that are a combined 21-1 this year. What a matchup. Number 9, Mayflower at number 8, Ryzen.
That's right, David. This is the first meeting of these schools, and as an added storyline, Mayflower is the highest scoring team in Class 3A this season, averaging just over 47 points a game. On the other side of the token, Ryzen owns the stingiest scoring defense in the state, surrendering just 6.3 points every week. Something's got to give. Now, last week, Mayflower dispatched of Dollarway. It ran for 432 yards and 6 touchdowns. Now for Ryzen and that stingy defense, they are anchored by 6 3-year starters, including defensive lineman DJ Watson, inside linebacker Landrick Lee, and University of Arkansas commit Malik Chavis. It's a shame that somebody's going home this early in the playoffs, but Hootens.com is going with Ryzen at home by 10.
All right, Chuck, other games in the top half of the bracket, number 10 Harding Academy and Lamar will play for the right to face the winner of that Mayflower-Ryzen game. Hootens.com thinks the Wildcats of Harding Academy pull off the road victory. Second-ranked Smackover at home against Danville. Hootens.com goes with Smackover by 14. The winner faces either number 3 Osceola or Mansfield. This game in Osceola, Hootens.com picking the home team there as well. The spread is 17. Let's look down in the bottom half of the bracket. Big matchup here in the top 5. Number 3 Clinton welcoming 5th-ranked Prescott. Chuck?
David, Prescott's lost just once this season, and a big reason why. They score almost 40 points a week more than they allow. 44 points on offense, and they allow 7.5 on defense. Prescott was able to coast home last week, leading Mountain View 28-0 at halftime. Senior quarterback Ryan Johnson threw 3 first-half touchdown passes. As impressive as Prescott was last week, Clinton may have been more so. The Yellow Jackets rolled up a season-high 523 yards and shut out Charleston by 49 points a week ago, limiting the Tigers to 158 yards, recording 4 quarterback sacks, and forcing 2 turnovers. Hootens.com going with number 5 Prescott by 2 at Clinton.
All right, Chuck, and the winner of that one gets the survivor of number 7 Newport and McGee, the Greyhounds hosting this game in Jackson County.
David, if it seems like you're having deja vu, it's probably because you are. These teams played almost 1 year ago in last year's second round of the playoffs. McGee won that game 20-6, and the Owls flew to last season's semifinals. McGee's won 6 straight games by a combined 146 points. Now, we talk a lot about Newport offense, but last week it was the Greyhound defense that was flexing its muscles. It recorded its second shutout of the season in a 35-point win over Centerpoint. Hootens.com going number 7 Newport by 7 over McGee.
Okay, and the only remaining side of the bracket finds Camden Harmony Grove at number 6 Glen Rose that had the bye last week. Hootens.com picking Glen Rose by 11. And number 1 Boonville is home as well against Walnut Ridge. Hootens.com picking Boonville here by 24.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
Now to Class 2A, where all 14 of the higher-ranked teams won their first-round playoff games a week ago. Number 1 Foreman had a bye last week. The Gators are just about healthy and ready to defend their state championship. Second-ranked Hazen plays host to number 5 Gurdon in the Game of the Week. We'll break that down for you. Junction City remains at number 3, followed by Conway Christian at 4, and Gurdon, as we mentioned, at 5. Sixth-ranked Mount Ida should move past the second round for the fourth year in a row. Hampton bumps up 1 to number 7, while Desert Park drops 1 to number 8 after barely getting past Magnet Cove last week. Fordyce and Salem round out the top 10. Well, Chris Hooten, let's head east to the Grand Prairie for the heavyweight bout in round 2 of these playoffs. Number 5, Gurdon at number 2, Hazen.
David, led by leading tackler Cam Lawless and interior lineman Remy Williams, Gurdon held Mount Ida to 11 first downs and less than 200 yards a few weeks ago. Hazen counters with senior linebacker and top tackler Cade Perry, junior lineman Blaine Toll, Hazen's junior running backs, Ajon Green and Terrell Penn, topped 1,000 yards for the season last week in a rout of Quitman. Hootens.com going with Hazen in a tight one. The Hornets are one-point favorites over Gurdon.
That's going to be a dandy, and whichever team survives will get either number 7 Hampton or Mineral Springs. Chris, this game in Mineral Springs.
David, this is a rematch of a 2017 first-round game that visiting Mineral Springs won 18-14 in a mild upset. Hampton looking forward to a little payback here. Hampton is a 10-point favorite at Mineral Springs.
Also in the bottom half of the bracket, number 4, Conway Christian welcomes 9th-ranked Fordyce.
Conway Christian faces the most defensive team speed it has seen this year, and Fordyce faces the most versatile quarterback it has seen this year in Conway Christian quarterback Jacob Wood. Wood passes to a trio of 6'3" receivers and Nick Sherry, Brandon Shaw, and Jesse Dather. Hootens.com likes Conway Christian at home by 8 over Speedy Fordyce.
Okay, Chris, the winner there gets the winner of number 6, Mount Ida at Hector.
David, Hector senior quarterback Cody Day has accounted for 2,100 yards in his first year to play varsity quarterback, but it comes to an end Friday night. Hootens.com likes Mount Ida by 12 at Hector.
Okay, Chris, let's look at the top half of the bracket. Now top-ranked Foreman at home and a 28-point favorite over Magazine. Number 10, Salem welcomes 12th-ranked Earl.
David, Earl quarterback Tavarius Thomas has not played the past 2 weeks and wins over Carlisle and England's got a bad ankle. Salem junior linebacker Tommy Perkins leads the Greyhounds in tackles, and junior defensive end Gabe Miller has recorded 10.5 sacks, and senior running back Jordan Turner has now rushed for more than 2,600 yards. Hootens.com likes Salem by 6 over Earl.
All right, third-ranked Junction City plays at home hosting Mountain Burg.
David, Junction City hammered 4AA member Hector 48-7 week 9, and a week later, Hector took the 4AA top seed away from Mountain Burg by 4 points. The pick here is Junction City by 33 over Mountain Burg.
Okay, the winner gets either 8th-ranked Des Arc or Mountain Pine. The Eagles have to fly to Mountain Pine for this game, but Hootens.com picking 8th-ranked Des Arc on the road by 2.
This is Chad Hooten with Hooten's Arkansas Football for Delta Pest Control. They do a great job all around the state. And not only doing the traditional termite and pest control, but unfortunately, one thing that's been really big in Arkansas this year, bed bugs. Delta Pest has gone in and taken care of the bed bugs in more than 500 locations around the state this year. You know, the only thing worse than bed bugs might be to have some bats hanging from your rafters in the attic. Guess what? Delta Pest can take care of that too. So whatever your needs are, Delta Pest Control can handle it. Call Bill and Doris Lawrence or look them up online. Delta Pest Control.